Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Man, it was crazy. So we were in the middle last night. We were in the middle of our border security rally in Bozeman. And we had, by the way, great crowd, great turnout. We had the border security rally at the AC Hotel downtown Bozeman last night. And I was amazed at the turnout of the crowd because it was right in the middle of the Trump-Biden debate. But the crew at Americans for Prosperity Montana, the crew there in Bozeman did a great job of queuing up, making sure that they were going to queue the debate up immediately afterwards and do a Trump-Biden debate watch party. But anyway, so we had our border security rally, same one that we've done so far, you know, in Missoula on Monday and then, you know, across the state. And so anyway, we had that same border security rally going on. And in the middle of, you know, I get the event going, I'm the MC, and then we had a couple speakers, and then we had another speaker. Now, I've gotten to sit in on all of these border security rallies and all of the speeches all week long. But it's funny because even every night, I still learn something new when the retired Border Patrol Chief Chris Clem speaks, and then Jordan Fischetti, who's an immigration policy fellow with Americans for Prosperity, learn something every time. But I thought, you know what, I'm going to dip out real fast, go give a cup of water, et cetera. And I step into the hallway, and a couple of the staffers out in the hallway were watching the debate. The debate had just started. And, man, it was like the first 4 minutes in, and Joe Biden already having a complete meltdown. My goodness. Literally, I step out of the little, you know, the convention room, the banquet room there, and I watch this one clip, and it's like, man, it's only 4 minutes in, and Joe Biden completely freezes up, completely has a meltdown. And then, of course, the liberal media and the Democrat Party's in a complete meltdown right now as well. Mika and Joe on MSNBC's Morning Joe were bickering openly on air. I felt pretty bad for Joe Scarborough there for a second because he was basically telling her to calm down. Isn't that his wife? And he was on live TV telling her, you need to calm down. Oh, he's going to have a bad day. He's going to have a bad weekend. You're going to have a long list of honeydew projects to do when you get home there, Joe Scarborough. But anyway, man, just complete meltdown. So anyway, so then we finally get to the end of our Q&A portion. And, you know, I told the crowd in Bozeman, I said, all right, look, Chief Clem and I, we got to roll out right after this because we got to hit the road to Billings because we got, you know, media hits here early Friday morning. And then we've got the border security rally taking place here in Billings this afternoon. Here as well. We're going to have Senator Steve Daines join us for a fireside chat as well. And so the crowd in the room had not seen any of the debate yet because they were going to watch it, you know, the whole recording right after the border security rally was over. And I told these guys, I said, look, first 4 minutes in, you're going to see it, complete meltdown. And everybody's like, oh, my goodness. You could tell they were like, oh, all right, we can't wait to start this debate. I've got the clip for you that I saw in the hallway of that hotel in downtown Bozeman. We'll play that for you. And then I think our producer, Travis, snagged the ultimate media montage that I couldn't find. He found it. We'll get that to you next.
Securing America.
The director of the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, Jen Easterly, spoke Thursday at a forum at Oxford University. She says when it comes to cybersecurity, nothing remains the same.
We can't keep doing the same thing and thinking that we're going to be successful.
She says foes like China have shifted their cyber focus over the last several years.
For years and years, anybody who's been doing cyber looked at China as a very serious espionage threat.
Now, she says the target is infrastructure and vulnerabilities that can be exploited and left idle until activated, causing
the severing of telecommunications, the derailing of our transportation nodes, the pollution of our water systems,
which in turn could lead to
chaos and panic, such that it deters our ability to marshal military might and citizen will. And we know that that is the intent.
Kim Uretsky, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. With mainly sunny to partly cloudy skies across the area for today. High temperatures will range from the mid-60s in Bozeman to the mid-70s in the Billings area. Winds out the northwest to west also stay breezy. For tonight, with clear to partly cloudy skies, low temperatures back in the low to mid-40s in most spots. Then for Saturday, with sunshine, highs around 80. This is Weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks. I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, so let me play the clip, the meltdown moment. You know, and I swear it seemed like it was in like the first 3, 4, 5 minutes. And looking at the tweets that were coming out immediately after, a couple of tweets that caught my eye last night were from Chris Saliza, who's very liberal reporter, and he was saying, "Man, this debate could not have started any worse for Joe Biden." And then he had a few other moments in there where you're like, okay, what are you saying? In fact, Donald Trump turned over and said, "I don't even know what he just said. Does he even know what he just said?" But meanwhile, President Trump, sharp as ever, absolutely sharp as ever, which again, it goes to show you that this is not about age. This is not about age. This is about a competency. This is about health, frankly. Here you go. Joe Biden melting down in real time. RNC Research shared this via X in the first few minutes of the debate.
Healthcare system, making sure that we're able to make every single solitary person eligible for what I've been able to do with the dealing with everything we have to do with if we finally beat Medicare.
We finally beat Medicare. That's how he wrapped up his remarks. He ran out of time, and then all of a sudden, Jake Tapper cuts in. Thank you, President Biden. Joe Biden finishes that by saying, "We finally beat Medicare." Now, I know it's easy for us to Monday morning quarterback that and say, "Oh, man, that was such an easy response for Donald J. Trump. They just put the ball on the tee. And Donald Trump just hammered that one home." Look, you're on live TV. You're in the middle of a debate stage like that. All eyes on you around the world. It's easy for people to say, "Oh yeah, that was an easy one to respond to." But look, this response shows that Donald Trump is quick-witted. He was on his toes. He is on his feet. And by the way, he can stay on his feet for hours and hours, still ready to lead this country. Let's get to that montage that I was telling you about here. This was from Fox and Friends at about 4 o'clock this morning, Montana time. And that same clip that I just played for you, it airs again in the background. You can hear kind of the rolling credits, the opening credits of Fox and Friends playing. But then you hear Donald Trump's response, and then listen to the media meltdown that's taking place in the liberal media.
What I've been able to do with COVID, dealing with everything you have to do with, if we finally beat Medicare.
Thank you, President Biden. President Trump? was right. He did beat Medicare. He beat it to death.
More Border Patrol and more asylum officers.
President Trump?
I really don't know what he said at the end of this. I don't think he knows what he said either.
He wants to get away with it. Get rid of the ability of Medicare to us to be able to negotiate drug prices with the big pharma companies.
I don't think we should sugarcoat this. This was not the debate performance that the Biden campaign team wanted or needed.
The universal reaction was somewhere approaching panic.
You are starting to see here at least privately discussions among Democrats about whether or not Biden can effectively go on with this campaign against Donald Trump.
That was painful. I love Joe Biden. I worked for Joe Biden. He didn't do well at all. He did not do well at all.
Democrats in full-blown panic mode this morning. Media headlines spell out the bad news. Look at the New York Times. A fumbling performance and a panicking party. Washington Post. Biden starts debate raspy, stumbles through talking points. Daily Beast. Joe Biden mumbles and stumbles the Democrats into crisis. And Politico even goes this far. They say, WTF, panicked Dems start looking for alternatives to Biden.
All right, there you go. That was the intro there by Fox and Friends earlier this morning. Great job by whoever their production team is, the producer that put that one together. Because I tell you, I was looking for a montage just like that. Various sources all morning long, and they had it. Let's see. Let's go to Linda in Billings on the phone lines. Linda, what's your thoughts this morning?
Yeah, I watched that debate. It was a disaster. But you know what? I watched something a whole lot better, and that was Roseanne Barr talking to Patrick Byrne, part two. He tells you how China is how China wants to take over the United States and what they're going to do. And it's in process now. It's absolutely amazing what they're trying to do to us. And John Brennan is the head of all of this. So you need to watch it. It's on Rumble with Roseanne Barr. I listened to it last night. And early this morning, I finished it off. I was stunned, absolutely stunned.
Yeah, I think we all have an idea of what China is trying to do right now. That's why they've allowed 50,000 Chinese nationals to invade this country in just the last 2 years alone, right?
Well, yeah, and he says that this is supposed to happen. Then the cartel. This is in the Chinese. They have this written out, and it got leaked out. But the cartel will take over. Kind of basically emaciate the United States, then China will walk in, and there will only be a few people left. They will be used as slaves to do China's work.
Well,
that's pretty much what's going on.
And that ties in with, and Linda, thanks for the call. Glad we could get to you right before we get to our hard break here. Because that ties in with what I think is the bigger point that needs to be made, that Joe Biden is not the problem. The people behind Joe Biden are the problem, and they're the people that will be behind whoever his replacement is if they replace him, right?
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
There's little question that Donald Trump won the debate last night. He's just a more forceful speaker. Joe Biden was hindered by a weak voice, a blank stare while Trump was talking, and he lost his train of thought in the first 15 minutes. Now, both candidates ducked questions repeatedly. With Donald Trump, it was January 6th. It was pledging to abide by the results of this year's election. And it was climate change. With Joe Biden, it was late-term abortions, among other things. The one time that Joe Biden got mad had to do with a comment about the military, and he talked about his late son, Bo. In the second half hour, it seemed like the current president needed to catch up. He knew that. And so he talked about convicted felons, sex with a porn star. Hitler had some good ideas, morals of an alley cat. CNN was fair. But for Biden, who needed to catch up and change the narrative, that didn't happen. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for your Daybreak Egg Report. I'm Russell Nemitz, and thanks for being with us here on the Western Egg Network. Well, growers across our region have successfully planted another Molson Coors barley crop. And Wade Malchow, Molson Coors Senior Manager Barley Program, says that this year's High Country barley crop is looking really good in Colorado, Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming.
You know, overall, we're looking forward to a pretty decent barley crop. We got in, and the growers got in early, you know, up to 2-3 weeks, 4 weeks in some cases earlier than they had the previous couple years, kind of back to some of those earlier planting years we had in the past. Then we had some cool weather in May, and things just sat and tillered and stooled, and so the crop is really thick. You know, now in June, we're getting some heat, which, you know, you'd eventually need to warm up in order to bring this crop to maturity. Going to have to deal with some thunderstorms, and we're probably going to see some losses to hail here and there. That's going to happen every year. But right now, we feel really good about the crop we're having.
Now, this week, Molson Coors held its barley days in Warland, Wyoming, and Bighorn, Montana. Bob Strecker and family have been raising barley in Montana for Molson Coors since the early 1980s and says they're proud to do so.
You know, knowing that you sit down with your friends and you crack one open and it could very well be the barley that came off your farm is kind of cool. You know, and even people that don't raise their barley but live in this area are still proud of the fact that this area raises barley for Coors.
There will also be a Barley Day celebration coming up on July 25th at the Molson Coors Farm near Monta Vista, Colorado, which I'm also looking forward to attending. And yes, it's still very much true that there's a little bit of Colorado, Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming high country barley in every Coors Banquet and Coors Light. Stay with us. We'll have more Ag News right after this.
Nicely done, beef. Thanks to improved cattle nutrition, genetics, and management, research shows that from 1961 to 2018, the U.S. beef industry reduced greenhouse gas emissions from beef by over 40%. So we can feel good about beef as a sustainable choice for healthy people and a healthy planet. Beef, it's what's for dinner.
This message brought to you by the Montana Beef Council and your $1 per head beef checkoff.
Join the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. NCBA is the oldest and largest national cattle industry organization working to defend your interests in Washington, D.C. And there are big benefits to being a member. You get news you can use in the National Cattlemen, email updates in the NCBA Beef Bulletin, plus big discounts only for NCBA members. Join by calling 866-233-3872 or online at ncba.org.
Well, the American Lamb Board remains focused on educating consumers about cooking lamb at home. Many lamb purchasers cite the lack of confidence in cooking lamb as a significant barrier when cooking lamb at home. That's why ALB is helping to make delicious American lamb a more mainstream at-home dinner choice through partnerships with two virtual cooking class programs. Kitch and Homemade are innovative new ways, they say, to reach and inspire consumers to cook delicious American lamb at home for weeknight dinners. ALB Chairman Jeff Ebert out of Kansas says that these new partnerships take that to a whole new level by providing both recipes and interactive online classes to let consumers prepare lamb dishes at home alongside chefs across the country. For more information, visit lambboard.com. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Russell Nemeth.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, so this is the point. This was kind of my immediate reaction upon watching the immediate meltdown by Joe Biden in the debate last night is this. Because you could already see it happening. You could see it happening in real time via X in particular, you know, the platform formerly known as Twitter. You could see it happening in real time that, okay, the Democrats, they're going to be looking to kick this guy to the curb now. They're going to be looking to replace Joe Biden. I mean, you could see it in the first 5 minutes. And then if you didn't see it in the first 5 minutes on social media, if you flipped over to CNN last night, you could hear the meltdown take place. That was the montage that we just played for you a few minutes ago. Courtesy of Fox and Friends. And of course, we are your Fox News affiliate here, 1370 KXTL Butte. By the way, great seeing everybody in Butte yesterday. If we didn't see Brett's RV and Marine in the morning, we saw you at Metals in the afternoon. Great to be in Uptown Butte. And then, of course, we're back in studio today with our big border security rally coming up this afternoon in Billings, Montana. But But you can already see it. The calls to replace Joe Biden from the ticket. And a lot of you have been kind of expecting this moment. You were just wondering when this moment was going to arrive. They're going to do it. They're going to get him off the ticket. They're going to figure out they're going to try to replace him with somebody. This is the point that I think needed to be made last night. Replace Biden from the ticket. You still have his failed policies, particularly in the United States Senate. Look, Washington, D.C. fat cat John Tester, he's been pushing the same policies that the failed Joe Biden has been pushing. So even if you replace Joe Biden with somebody else, like, you still got Joe Biden's failed. Joe Biden is not the biggest problem here. It's the failed policies of the left. It's the failed policies of the current Democrat Party. That's what's the problem here. The problem is the people running Joe Biden. It's not necessarily Joe Biden. It's the people running Joe Biden. It's the people running Joe Biden's administration. And that was actually the tweet that I sent out first. The problem isn't Biden. It's the people running Biden's administration. You replace Biden, they are still in charge. The only answer is Donald J. Trump. That was my immediate reaction last night. And then I followed it up because Eric Iverson made a great point via X. He said, Tester equals Biden. John Tester equals Biden. Same failed policies from the border to everything else. And that's why the point needs to be made. Look, I would not be surprised if John Tester tries to throw some Hail Mary pass here. If old Uncle Rico there tries to throw a Hail Mary pass here, since he's down in the polls, to Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy and throws Biden under the bus. But the problem is even if they get Joe Biden off the ticket, Joe Biden's policies will still be alive and well and failing this country because John Tester is Joe Biden. Their policies are one and the same. So that was a great point made by Eric Iverson last night. By the way, speaking of John Tester, a little montage on him next.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. At their first debate of the campaign, President Biden and former President Trump both say the other is the worst.
He's the worst president in the history of our country.
159 presidential scholars voted him the worst president in the history of the United States of America.
They disagreed on abortion, the economy, immigration. After the debate hosted by CNN, the main talk is about how weak President Biden sounded. Fox's Brooke Singman.
A Democratic strategist telling me, quote, this was a disappointing performance for the president, but at the end of the day, this election was always going to be close and won't be won or lost in one night. It's going to take time and effort for Biden to regain some of what he lost tonight.
President Biden said later, it's hard to debate a liar. His campaign says he had a cold. The president holds a campaign rally in North Carolina today in Raleigh. Former President Trump campaigns in Chesapeake, Virginia. America's listening to Fox News.
He had a cold. He had a cold. Right. Okay, well, easy there, Bismarck. Let me clear my throat. I tell you, it's a good thing I was not driving last night because I would have been doing the old head nod. I'd have been like, you would have thought that I was like, you know, nodding my head to some music or something. I was doing like the old Soul Train, head nod up and down. Golly, because Joe Biden, my goodness, it was like he was whispering, and then we're going to shuffle, bubble, 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 bubble. Every time they would go to Joe Biden, I was like, man, I'm glad I'm not driving because this guy would put you to sleep. Was it a surprise to anybody what happened with Joe Biden last night? Anybody surprised? Show of hands, show of hands. You know who was surprised last night? There was at least one person. I'll guarantee you. There was a diehard Democrat in Uptown Butte last night. I don't know. I think the Butte people aren't going to fall for this nonsense anymore. I think they're starting to get to be done with these guys. But I'll guarantee you, there were some diehard Democrats in Montana that were shocked. They were shocked that Joe Biden just had this meltdown last night because all they do is listen to the fake news media. They believe the lies of John Tester. They believe anything this flip-flop, flat-top, two-faced Washington, D.C. fat cat tells them. They believe John Tester's lies. So now that they're seeing all their buddies in the liberal media talking about how Joe Biden had a meltdown, they're shocked because their buddy John Tester has been telling them this entire time, oh, Joe Biden's 100% with it. He's doing a great job. John Tester says this garbage, and there's people in Montana even that still actually believe it.
Joe Biden, when I've been around him, and that's not every day, he's absolutely 100% with it. He's fine, and he's doing a good job. I think folks are making a bigger deal out of it than it is.
More Jobs Less Government is responsible for the content of this message.
Yeah, Andrew Sarabian shared that via X about 11 hours ago. For everyone in he added this, for everyone in Montana watching this debate right now, remember that John Tester claims Joe Biden is totally healthy and fine. Totally healthy and fine. By the way, has the fake news media in Montana even, you know, done much of a mention of this story? Speaking of the fake news media, how come retired Border Patrol Chief Chris Klem isn't live on some of the TV morning shows right now? Wasn't live on the TV morning shows in Missoula, Kalispell, Great Falls, Bozeman, where we had the rally yesterday. Why isn't he live on the TV shows? He was the equivalent of a two-star general. Can you imagine? You think if John Tester had some reputable surrogate like him show up on behalf of John Tester, they would be falling over themselves to put some pro-John Tester hack on their TV stations. I didn't see any of these fake news folks even once cover any of these rallies.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Have you received a special offer for cash for signing up for an investment or bank account? Currently, there's some welcoming bonuses ranging from $200 to $5,000. But before you take the plunge, you need to make sure the bonus you're considering is worth the effort. The keys to the value of a sign-up bonus is the length of time you have to hold the account, charges for early withdrawal, and your risk tolerance. Oftentimes, you might be able to make more with something like a high-interest savings account. When opening an account with a new bank, review the ongoing fees or requirements to maintain the account. Another thing to consider is the cost worth it to switch everything over from your current bank. If you're paying fees at your bank, you might consider seeing what other options are out there. But keep in mind that the requirements to earn the bonus should also be achievable without you having to make excessive deposits or maintain an unreasonably high minimum balance. Bottom line, the new account should be a good fit for your long-term needs. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Coming up on Friday's Montana Talks, after a whirlwind tour, a week on the road, we're going to be back in studio. That means we're going to be taking your phone calls. Plus, retired Border Patrol Chief Chris Klem, he'll be with us in studio. And then later that day, we're going to have some more great events, including a Border Patrol rally featuring Chief Klem. So Friday's Montana Talks, back in studio, taking your calls and more. Montana Talks, we take you statewide, 9 to 10 a.m. right here. Look forward to chatting.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Man, I thought I was looking at some old messages here. I saw that we got Tim Sheehy on the phone lines, and I was like, that must be an old message. It's like 6:40 in the morning. But no, looks like he is. He's on the phone lines here. Nice surprise phone call from Navy SEAL veteran, Republican U.S. Senate candidate Tim Sheehy. Hey, Tim, thanks for calling in this morning.
Well, it's hard not to after last night's debate performance, Aaron. I mean, what a disaster. And you hit the nail on the head. I just want to reinforce. I mean, Tester is Biden, Biden is Tester. What you saw was a feeble old man who, as you saw at the end, he couldn't get off the stage even without his wife and staff helping him down the stage. You think he's making all these decisions? You know, he's not. He's got staff around him that are enacting terrible policies that are being rubber stamped every single day by John Tester.
Yeah, it was. I think that's the most important point that needs to be made today, because they're all trying to do it now. They're trying to figure out a way to replace Joe Biden from the ticket. First off, who would they even replace him with? Because Newsom's a disaster, Whitmer's a disaster. They're all a disaster. But even if you replace him, it's the people that are running Joe Biden's administration. It's the John Testers of the world that are responsible for all these failures. Joe is just kind of there. But it's the people people behind the scenes and the people like John Tester, they're the ones that are pushing the policies that are destroying this country, with or without Joe.
Well, and you also mentioned, a strong truth out there that we've got a lot of people that like John Tester. They say, look, and he's a good guy, takes care of the vets. You know, and maybe he is. I don't know the guy personally. I've met him once at our debate. He probably is a nice guy, a good grandpa and all that stuff. But the reality is, you know, people need to look at what's happening to this country. They need to look at their gas prices. They need to look at their grocery bill. Look at the southern border. Look at crime in the streets, fentanyl. Look at the foreign policy disasters around the world and realize, listen, this guy has supported the policies that have created every single one of those disasters. Rubber stamping the entire time. That's from the NRA. 100% Planned Parenthood voting record. You know, 100% of the time he's rubber stamping what Schumer and Biden are putting across his desk. He is responsible for these, and he has to be held accountable for that. So you can still be a Union Democrat from Butte. You can still think John Tester's a nice guy. But you can also say, you know what, we can't keep doing this to our country. And as you mentioned with Chief Klein being here last night at these border events all over the state, he's reminding people of the impact of a wide-open border and a wide-open border that John Tester has helped to create.
Yeah, we had a message from Evan in Belt, and he's a fellow veteran of ours. He's an Air Force veteran, so we got Army, we got a Navy with you, and then we got Air Force with Evan this morning. He said this last night in a message on our Montana Talks app. First off, he said, have a great Freedom Friday to the Montana Talks family. He also says this, the two most worthless things to a fighter pilot in an emergency situation are the runway behind you and the sky above you. After years of covering for Biden, the Democrats are now in an emergency situation. The question is, will the pilot be ejected by his own party, or will he go down in November? That was from Evan and Belt.
Well, you know, honestly, I don't care because it doesn't matter. The policies are the same, and as you said, there's a staff and an administration of people around here that no matter who they pick, Kamala Harris, you know, they keep Biden on there, Michelle Obama, Gavin Newsom, or, you know, I don't care who they pick. They're running as an incumbent on these disastrous policies, and unless we take the Senate along with it, you know, it doesn't really matter. So whoever they put at the top of the ticket has to own these last 3.5 years of complete disaster, and I think, frankly, Trump's going to hold whoever that is accountable, and Americans are going to vote with their hearts and vote with their feet, and they're going to vote with the fact that their gas bills and their grocery bills are twice as high as they were 4 years ago, and they're tired of it.
You know, it was we mentioned being in Butte yesterday, and did a great event at Metals, right in Uptown Butte, you know, where we were passing out gift cards, et cetera, and, you know, got to meet a lot of new folks, got to see some old friends. But I even had, you know, Evan Barrett, who was a Democrat, the top Democrat serving in the administration of former Democrat Governor Brian Schweitzer, still a big Democrat, right? But, you know, that nice guy came up, said hi, we had a great chat, and, you know, and it just go, and I was talking with him. I said, you know, I said, yeah, it was, I said, I always enjoyed it. You know, Brian Schweitzer would always come on the show. He'd take phone calls, even from people that disagreed with him. And John Tester never does that. He's never had the courage to do that. So I get it. There's some people that think some Democrats out there that still think he's a nice guy. I've seen the real John Tester, and he's a coward. He's launching cowardly attacks against you and your family, despite your service and sacrifice to this country. But more importantly, on an issues basis, you're right. If I'm a Union Democrat in Butte listening right now in KXTL, John Tester helped kill Colstrip 1 and 2. His party's trying to kill Colstrip 3 and 4. Tim, you made this point in the debate. They take down Colstrip. They take down Montana Resources in Butte, too.
That's exactly right. And whether it's energy, whether it's economic policy, people talk about cost of housing being the fault of, you know, me personally, or being the fault of you know, rich people coming in from out of state. You know who the fault it is? It's his and Joe Biden's fault for printing trillions of dollars of money, pouring it into our economy, devaluing, you know, everything in our economy, from gas to groceries to plywood. Remember a couple years ago when plywood, I mean, you were having to pay like $100 for a sheet of plywood. And these things are not the result of people moving to Montana. They're not the result of Donald Trump's administration. These are the result of disastrous fiscal policies that are printing money and flooding into our economy that's frankly causing an upward transfer of wealth from working class Americans to asset heavy, already wealthy people. And, you know, people are feeling that every single day.
Well,
Navy SEAL veteran and Republican U.S. Senate candidate Tim Sheehy, yeah, great to run into you a few times this week as we were hosting these border security rallies. You know, and at these border security rallies, we weren't telling people who to vote for, who not to vote for. We weren't talking. In fact, actually, retired Border Patrol Chief Chris Klem, he talked about how for decades, actually, you would see where Republicans and Democrats would work together on border security. And John Tester is the aberration from that historic bipartisanship. John Tester and Joe Biden are the aberration from that. They basically threw decades of service and sacrifice from Border Patrol agents out the window and decades of, you know, bipartisanship historically on securing the border. And they completely threw that. I don't know if you've picked up on that from what you got to hear from Chief Klem, but it's a reminder to me of this betrayal that we felt after the disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan and the service and sacrifice that went into that. That's the betrayal that our Border Patrol agents who have served over decades feel as well.
Well, and like you said, those events were great. They were issue-oriented. They were about the border, not about politics. They were saying, listen, I don't care what party you're a part of. As an American, you need to care about this issue and realize it's hurting Americans. But I'm on my way to Glasgow. We got American Legion event today, so I'm going to speak to our great veterans. And then we're on to Billings. Senator Kennedy from Louisiana is going to be there tonight with us. So anyway, thanks for having me back. Hopefully we'll see you tonight.
Hey, say hi to my friends in Glasgow and get some Eugene's pizza for me if you can. If you can bring back a pizza from Glasgow while you're there. And I
will.
Some great veterans there. All right, you're in good hands. All right, Tim Sheehy, thanks for the surprise phone call.
You want pepperoni or sausage on that?
You know, you got to get is it the Arliss special? What's the one with the sauerkraut on it? Or the really diced, I don't know. It's Eugene's. To quote Hillary, what difference does it make? All the dang pizzas are good. I'm just kidding. Don't worry about bringing me a pizza, but I'll head up there myself.
I'm bringing it. Don't worry.
Hey, you mentioned Senator. Oh, yeah. Anyway, you got to run. Thanks for calling in. Nice surprise phone call.
All right, yeah.
All right. Yeah, have a good one. Speaking of Glasgow, I had some messages from Kelly in Glasgow. And yeah, Tim, if you can still hear me, stop in and see Kelly at the Buzz right there on Main Street. He's got the good. He's got the Buzz. He used to publish. He was one of the original publishers of the Good Evening Glasgow. But now he's got the Buzz nightly newsletter, everything. He messaged me last night. He says Biden is so toast. The eye closures, the lies, the slurs. Yep, the Democrat Party is going to oust him. That's what Kelly in Glasgow said. He says, just as I knew it, Trump ran circles against blinking Biden. Let's see, was there another one from... John in Jordan says this. Every Democrat candidate must be made to go on record, state their position on Biden's mental capacity. Great question there from John, or great point there from John and Jordan. I don't know if you guys caught that. Did you hear another thing, some other big news that Tim Sheehy just shared? It was really fast there. He's like, hey, I'm going to Glasgow. And then what was that last little part? And that Senator John Kennedy is going to be in Montana. Did you guys hear that? You guys know who Senator John Kennedy is, the Republican senator out of Louisiana. This guy is a character, but he's also hard hitting as well. Yeah, I got wind of this earlier in the week. Senator John Kennedy, this weekend, actually, it's already started in Billings because my wife got a chance to speak to the, I think, the Republican women, I think, that were gathered yesterday. But the Montana GOP is having their platform convention this weekend in Billings. Senator John Kennedy out of Louisiana, you heard me right, A. Kennedy. He is going to be in Montana. He's going to be at that event in person. So he's going to be a riot for that one. But first, he's going to be here with us live on Montana Talks later this morning. So that's going to be great. All right. Phone lines are open for you as well.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
A top DHS official wouldn't say whether Biden's open borders makes America more vulnerable to a terrorist attack. Unvetted illegal immigrants? Joe Biden inherited secure borders. He inherited a low inflation rate of 1.4%. Joe Biden inherited a good economy. Joe Biden, you know, and inherited all of these policies that were working. Now inflation's up 20-some-odd percent. Energy prices are up 40%. Utility prices up close to 30 to 40%. Everything you buy in every store you go to is up 50% on average, and you're paying about $12,000 more than what you were paying when Donald Trump was president.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
You know, this is getting out of control. Our government is sinking $1 trillion in debt every 100 days. That's right, $1 trillion every 100 days. Do you want to bail the government out of debt? I didn't think so. I know I sure don't. This is Linda, and when I worry about the national debt, I turn to safe haven assets like gold and silver. And that's why we partnered with the highest rated gold company, Goldco. They have earned over 5,000 five-star reviews from tens of thousands of happy customers who diversified their savings with gold and silver. Today, Goldco is offering you up to 8 years in free IRA fees plus 8% instant match in bonus silver with a qualified account. Call 855-815-GOLD for free IRA fees, bonus silver, free gold, and silver info kit. What are you waiting for? Safeguard your money with physical gold and silver before it's too late. That's what I did. Call 855-815-GOLD, 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Are you doing better than your parents? Statistically speaking, looking at the big picture measures like average wages or economic output per capita, the economy today is almost twice as affluent as it was in 1980. Perhaps that rate of increase has slowed recently, but it's still going in the right direction. But polls reveal that many Americans feel like they're doing worse. Part of that might be pure nostalgia, comparing an idealized way your parents lived in the past to your own situation today might gloss over many of the things that made their lives harder. But blogger Alex Tabarrok has another take. We may be twice as affluent, but there are still only 24 hours in a day. We can consume more, but do we have the time? Affluence makes time itself more expensive, which motivates us to consume things that use less of it. We don't sit at tables to eat anymore. We don't watch live entertainment. We have books read to us while we watch screens and exercise. It's very stressful. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Side Boulevard, Mount Pleasant, South Carolina, 29464.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Spring Spas, home of the only saltwater hot tub in Montana studios.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. I also got a great message on the Montana Talks app from Jay in Billings. Maybe I'll hold on to this one for the 7 o'clock hour. George Blackert, man, George, you picked a bad day to be out on a having a good time. He's taking today off because he's having a good time here today. I think getting the 4th of July started early, but that's all right. We're going to keep Freedom Friday going. Maybe he's listening in on the app. We're going to keep Freedom Friday going with your phone calls and more reactions to the debate last night, et cetera, as we open up the phones for Freedom Friday in the 7 o'clock hour of the show. So I'll get to Jay's message as well. First, though, it is 6:54 on Friday. Every Friday, I like to play the legislative update from the Montana Family Foundation. Here's Jeff Laszloffy.
In 2022, U.S. Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson became the brunt of jokes on late-night TV shows when she refused to define the term woman. People found it shocking that one of the smartest women in America was incapable of a simple thing like defining the difference between men and women. In her defense, she said that was the job for legislators, not judges, and I agreed with her. Several months later, the Montana legislature took it upon themselves to define men and women once and for all in Montana law because judges were causing confusion by issuing decisions that use the terms sex and gender interchangeably. A quick Google search shows that the two are no longer synonymous, with biological sex being based on science and gender being a social construct based on how a person feels. In creating definitions of biological sex, the legislature sought to bring clarity and uniformity to the law. The bill passed easily and was signed into law by Governor Gianforte. This week, the judicial branch, that wholly owned subsidiary of the Montana Democrat Party, declared the law to be unconstitutional. In yet another torturous decision, Judge Shane Vanetta of Missoula struck down the law not because he disagreed with the substance, but because he didn't like the way the bill's title was written. This is just the latest example of judicial activism where a judge assumes the role of a legislator and decides a case in a way that supports their own political philosophy. We know this happens because we have a tranche of emails that prove it. Remember back in 2021 when the legislature got a hold of a string of emails where judges were clearly prejudging cases before lawsuits were even filed. It embarrassed the courts and destroyed the myth of judicial impartiality. Finally, we had proof of what everyone had suspected for years. The courts were just as political as the legislative and executive branches. There's no doubt that this decision will be appealed, and if necessary, the same bill with an amended title will be passed in the next legislative session. The greater challenge for the citizens of Montana is what to do with the courts. There's only supposed to be one legislative branch, and in our case, the courts are acting as a super legislature, awarding by judicial decree that which is not achievable by political consensus. In the past two decades, Montana has become politically more conservative. We see this with Republican supermajorities in both the House and Senate, and only one Democrat left holding a statewide office. So why is the judicial branch so far to the left? I would argue it's because the voters lack the necessary information to cast informed votes when it comes to judicial elections. Judges run nonpartisan races fully funded by the trial lawyers, another wholly owned subsidiary of the Democrat Party. I would argue that forcing judicial candidates to declare a party affiliation would change the face of the judiciary overnight. Opponents would argue that this would introduce politics into the judicial branch and threaten the impartiality of the courts, to which I would argue we're already there. The impartiality of the courts is already demonstrably compromised, and it's time for a change. Then, and only then, will common sense legislation, like defining the difference between biological men and women, be allowed to stand. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laszlofy, reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.
All right, thanks to Jeff Laszlofy for those weekly updates. And then, of course, during the legislative session here in Montana, he provides a daily update that we feature for you as well. Freedom Friday on Montana Talks. Phone lines are open for you. Back after this.